We are. We're going to talk now boys basketball. The Beavers open up against the Hoisington Cardinals on Friday night here. And last time Scott City played Hoisington, it was before the coach Brian Gentry assistant era there. So, yeah. How are you doing, coach?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
No, I can't.
That's weird.
There we go. No, I can't.
All right. Just a little adjustment there.
Yeah. What did you ask?
I said, yeah, it's first time, as last time that Scott City played Hoisington, you weren't even on the coaching staff.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a long time, for sure. But yeah, we got a couple films on them from end of the year last year, so been able to take a look at them, and so we're not unfamiliar with them by any means.
But no, you got a pretty good, strong group. I think around the mid 20s out this year for basketball.
About 25, 26.
Yeah. So that's a pretty good group of kids to have out there and get the varsity JV and C team here. But you're pretty young this year. You lost quite a bit from last year's team that finished around 500. But I think you got to be pretty excited what you do have coming back and taking that next step.
Oh, yeah, you know, we did. We lost a lot. You know, Rod kind of pointed it out that, you know, Gus was our only double-figure scorer last year. And you know, so I said, I guess we're going to have a new leading scorer this year. And but I'm very excited about our season. It's kind of the style that I enjoy playing and coaching, because getting up and down the floor is you know, it's fun to watch. You know, I think our team's going to be fun to watch. You might scratch your head a few times at some passes that get thrown, but they're going to give a lot of energy. They're going to give a lot of effort, and I think they're going to be fun.
And how the practice has been so far? It's weird, just two seniors on your team here, but how do you feel like the practices have been so far leading up to Friday?
Well, you know, we started and we told our guys, you know, if we're going to play at this pace, we have to practice at this pace. And with that comes some you know, a bit of a learning curve and a lot of you know, kind of learning as we go. But we're really getting up and down the floor and we're trying to push the pace, and they've got to understand, you know, what decisions, you know, how quickly these decisions kind of come up in a game and how to control that speed. You know, we talk about playing off of 2 feet all the time. It gives them a little bit more time to make decisions and things like that. But they're doing a really good job. You know, they're flying down the floor. We don't hesitate. When we get the rebound, we go. It doesn't matter what spot has it. If it's the 1 through 5, they're going to go. Everybody else is trying to race those arcs. And we kind of have the luxury of having a big that can really handle it. And with that, you know, it allows those guards to get out and go. If Jackson has it, you know, they're going to take off. And he's a great passer, so he's going to find them. And, you know, the last couple of practices have been very competitive. Our JV group, not even our JV group, but our rotation, our sub-rotation for the varsity, they've been playing great. I mean, great ball movement, finding the open man, not really hesitating with their decision-making. And the last 2 days were the best 2 days we've had by far. And that's a good sign leading up to Friday.
Most of these, and this may sound unusual, but most of these kids played football there, and they had that up-tempo and practice stuff. Have you seen that positivity of how the season turned out this year and that up-tempo really carry over into basketball?
It has, and it can't help but not carry over. I mean, it's just it's the mindset that these kids have. They expect success, and they know it doesn't come easy. So they've been working hard. And it's really been fun to be a part of and to see them do this. And, you know, like you said, we are young. We are very inexperienced when it comes to the varsity level. So with that, it's probably going to come, you know, some jitters here and there. But I think those are going to wear off pretty quickly.
Well, from looking a little bit from Hoisington from last year, I think they lost quite a bit of their offensive power as well.
Yeah, they did. They returned two guards, number two, number three. You know, one of them shot about 33-pointers. The other one didn't shoot any. But they ran, you know, a kind of a continuity ball screen offense, and they had some bigger kids last year that they lost, so I don't know if they'll continue to run that. But size-wise, you know, we need to take advantage of it. I think their biggest player is 6'3", So, you know, we need to make it a mindset of ours to get it down into the post, and our guys need to cut off the post and work the offense the way that they've been doing at practice. And our team is that team that, it's contagious. Whether it's good or bad, it's contagious. So we've got to be able to adjust to the mistakes, the turnovers, the if we shoot three after three and we're missing them, we've got to get the ball back inside, and try to get an easy basket. But I tell you what, like today, when it rains, it pours. And when they started knocking down shots, it was just everybody got hot. And so that was fun to see, but also understanding that, that doesn't always happen. And so just understanding the game is going to be big. And we've got a very deep bench. I mean, I don't know that it's going to be surprising if 12 guys play in some capacity. Our core group of guys, the five guys that start, if they're cruising and they're playing well, then obviously that means less minutes for guys on the bench. But at the same time, those guys on the bench are working their butts off, and it makes me uncomfortable at times, to think that 12 guys might get out on the floor. But I think you need that, especially early with a young team. Giving those guys meaningful minutes can only better our program down the road. So I'm excited for these guys because they've all really bought in, and it's a new offense for everybody. So yeah. Everybody's kind of on the same page, and it's been really exciting.
I think it should be fun. Start off, get first three games of the year at home. Of course, Friday night, the next Thursday and Friday nights. But should be a good start, a good challenging start in an early season test for you. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. And thanks again, Coach. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry, we're going to talk a couple of the seniors that are on the team here. We'll start off with senior Dylan Metzger. And he's a three-year contributor to the team. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Is it weird you're one of the older ones on the team?
It is very different, coming from last year when we had a surplus of seniors to just two this year. It's definitely strange, but I'm enjoying it.
That's good. And, how have practices been so far?
It's been good. We got together this summer and played in some tournaments. We played really well in the tournaments, had great chemistry. we got some guys there. We definitely have some skill, but at practice, we're just kind of working on getting that chemistry back, being smart with the ball, and we're getting better and better every day for sure.
As you take a look at this season here, it's 20 games. I know it seems like, all right, you're just at the beginning of that, but it'll go pretty fast. And what are you looking forward to the most as you go through this season?
Just competing. I just want to win. And coming from, last season and the years before that, we haven't been able to, get over that hump there. And I think the offense we're putting in this year and the way we're using our guys, I think it's going to be a good year if we can get that chemistry and, get it finalized. And it should be fun.
Hey, sounds like they've been pretty competitive practices, high tempo. Do you enjoy that quite a bit?
I do. I mean, it's awesome. I told Coach in the beginning of the week, I'm out of shape, in football. I just handed it off and stepped back. So, this fast pace is really kicking my butt. But it's getting better and better every day. We got guys out there grinding, and it's going to be fun.
You just got to think like, quarterback scramble mode, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
All right, but no, it should be a fun year. I know you're getting ready to, or you got to be pretty excited to start off at home on Friday.
Yeah, definitely. I think starting off at home is way better than starting off on the road for sure.
All right. Senior Dylan Metzger joining us here. Almost called you quarterback, but you kind of run that quarterback of the offense. Yeah. But thanks again, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Dylan Metzger, and he'll hand the headset off to another senior here in Lawson Bailey. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing amazing, Adam. I'm sure you had a good day today, always.
As always, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Amazing. I don't know if anybody said that before.
Gotta find something new.
Yeah, that's right. Got to change the wordage up. But how's it been for you?
It's been really well. Moving on from basketball to football, previous years has been a little tougher, being a little out of basketball shape. But I did a lot of running, being a running back for football, so I've transitioned pretty well.
All right. But, you've kind of ease your way back in as well here. A little injury toward the end of football season, but do you feel like that you're back to 100% ready to go?
Absolutely. I feel amazing.
But how's this new offense been for you so far?
You know, it's been pretty good. No complaints. I feel like we can run it pretty well with the guys we have and should give us our best opportunity to win some games.
I know you really stepped up quite a bit last year. What's probably the strength of your offense?
Probably just driving past some people, being a lot stronger than most guys are, so I can get past them and go up stronger.
You just tell them to get out of my way and let me go, or
yeah, kind of.
Yeah, no. As you pretty much play kind of a. Do you play guard forward combo or?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right. As you look to the season here, what are some goals, maybe team wise, individual wise, you'd like to see?
Some goals are definitely a 15-win season for the team. And just for myself is to get as many rebounds as I can, because those will lead to easy second opportunity shots.
All right. And, you know, it starts off Friday. And do you think the season's going to go pretty fast for you?
I think it'll go a lot faster than it has been, for sure.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a good one for you here. And thanks again, Lawson, for joining me here. And looking forward to seeing you out on the court on Friday. And good luck to you.
Thank you, Adam.